Thank you for listening to Mortgage Minute with CFO Jason Brooks.
Hey guys, it's Iris Green with Military Home Base. I'm here with Jason. We're going to do Jason's Mortgage Minute this morning. And Holly is busy right now. She is working on our National Guard and Reserve Reality Series. So she's meeting with one of our fabulous Reserve spouses. So I am filling in. And today we are going to talk about refinancing,
yes,
interest rate reduction loan changes, program changes, and the change in interest rates from 6-7 months ago.
Yeah, right? Very quick. Yeah, very quick change. So, hello everybody. Again, Jason Brooks, and one of the things we wanted to really kind of hit on. So going back to September through maybe November timeframe, that little spot of time was actually where interest rates were at their peak for the last, I think, 9.5 years. That's the highest level the 10-year Treasury had been in roughly 9.5 years, which meant also that's also the highest level interest rates had been in that same time frame. So with that being said, now fast forward 6 months, 7 months down the road, and interest rates are roughly about a point to maybe a point and an eighth lower to rate, which is a pretty big move. So, you know, to give an example, if you were at 5% in October, you're at about 3.875 today, same loan.
So time to refinance.
Yes. So, which brings me to the next point. So good news, interest rates have improved. However, with VA, they also in that same time frame, actually within the last 90 days or so, they have changed some of the rules on the refinance loans, including cash out loans, as well as the VA Streamline, which is considered what's called an interest rate reduction refinance loan, or IRRRL for short. So with that being said, doing an interest rate reduction loan is a phenomenal product. It's really only available for VA. FHA has a similar program, doesn't work the same. With that being said, there's no appraisal, there's no income documentation, there's no credit score restrictions, there's no nothing. At the end of the day, the only thing that you have to do to qualify is make at least 6 payments on your loan on time in the last 12 months. If you've had the loan for more than 6 months, all of those payments have to be within the month that they're due.
So then there's no reason for you, if you bought 6 months ago, to not explore this as an option to save yourself. So can you explain to me a little bit? I've done an interest rate reduction loan, so I kind of know from a the perspective of the consumer. So what does that look like? So if I go ahead and say, okay, you know what? My interest rate was about 5%. Now I can get 3.875. I want to do an interest rate reduction loan. My upfront costs, what happens with that? Do I have to pay closing costs again?
You do, to some extent. So it depends on the lender.
That's why
we don't charge any fees at all. So no junk fees, no underwriting, no processing, no admin, no nothing. No, there's nothing there. And with a VA IRRRL, you got to be careful because you can't just buy your rate down because you want to. There's a calculation that has to be in place that actually you have to recuperate your total closing costs. Now, this is different. This is one of the things that's changed within 36 months. So states like Florida, Maryland, some of the other states, like Georgia, I think has some small fees. If you're in a state that has a state-specific charge, like a doc stamp or an intangible tax, something along those lines, and you're not exempt from the funding fee, even though it's reduced on a VA IRRRL dramatically, it's like 1/7 of the normal cost, then it would actually impact your ability, even with no closing costs from the lender, it would actually impact your ability to do an interest rate reduction loan. You're going to have to create enough savings to cover your third-party related costs in 36 months. Okay. So that's one of the challenges we've seen with some of the very quick, like if you, again, I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people that closed in September, October, November timeframe, going, hey, you know, I'm getting all these pieces of mail because if you have a VA loan, you understand what that is.
Everybody
you
get
all
wants
the time.
Business.
You're going to get a bunch of mail, and everybody's going to tell you that they want to do an interest rate reduction loan.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you know, you got to know what you're looking at, and you have to. There has to be enough benefit to recuperate your cost within 36 months in order to make it work. As another option now we're seeing more of, obviously, is cash out refinance, because with VA you can do 100% of the property value in cash. Now, one of the things that's changed with that is you can't just take out a big lump sum of cash. unless you're meeting some other factors, which would be you have to still be reducing your payments. There has to be ancillary benefit to the loan on top of the cash. Now, you can take a portion of the cash and pay off some debt with it, which reduces your overall monthly outgo, okay, increases what VA calls your residual income, and then you can have the rest in cash. But there's gotta be some other benefit to the loan. It can't just be I'm taking out a bunch of cash. So that's one of the other changes as well. And if you're free and clear on a VA loan, that can pose a problem to take out a bunch of cash if you're free and clear. So meaning you don't have a loan at all and the house has no mortgage. So make sure whomever you're speaking to is a VA specialist. They know everything that's happening and all the changes and how it impacts you. Because at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're getting it done quickly. An interest rate reduction loan literally takes 7 to 10 days, start to finish. There's very little to no documentation that's even required. So it's very quick process. Again, no appraisal. There's no, you know, it should be an easy, smooth process if you're doing that.
And what happens to my prepaids? Because I've been paying my prepaids for 6 months now, 7 months now. What happens to that money? Mm-hmm. And do I get to skip a payment again?
So we don't like to use the word skip, but we will we will use the word defer. So, but typically you're going to defer 1 or 2 months. We usually give you an option. You know, it's kind of 6 of 1, half a dozen of preference because mm-hmm. you pay now, you pay later. It's the same thing.
Okay.
But yes, you typically get to defer at least one payment, if not two.
Okay.
And then all of the money that you've been putting in escrow over the last however long mm-hmm. that's remaining in there now, you get a full refund of that money in cash. So typically within about 3 weeks after closing, you get a check back from your prior mortgage company with that money. We've collected the new escrow account on the new loan, so technically that's cash out.
Okay.
Right? You can use that money for whatever you want. There's obviously it's not taxable income or anything, so you can use that to do, you know, you put in your bank account, do whatever you'd like to do. Some people actually turn around and actually make a principal reduction on the loan with it, and that reduces their loan balance back down to closer to where it was when they started the process. So cost is limited. Again. On a VA IRL, you should see reduced cost. You should also see, you know, a much easier process, a lot less intrusive process, obviously, not having to document anything. So.
I do have another question because mm-hmm. I've seen this pop up on the forums quite a bit, the military spouse forums that we're all part of. Investment properties. Mm-hmm. If I have a VA loan on a home that I've PCS'd from, mm-hmm. I've purchased another home elsewhere, but my VA loan is still in that house, mm-hmm. can I still do an interest rate reduction loan on
that? Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Are the rules different or it operates exactly the same?
It operates exactly the same.
Okay. What about a cash out VA?
You know what? That's a good question. I would love to give you that answer, but I'll be honest, I don't have that off the top of my head. I'm going to venture to guess that you still can.
Okay.
As long as you have the eligibility necessary on the certificate of eligibility, that you can still technically do another loan on that home, even though you don't occupy it. But I'd have to look at that up.
Okay. I just want to point
out, doesn't come up here.
There's value in your lender knowing how much they don't know and being willing to go and get the right answer mm-hmm. rather than give you an off-the-cuff wrong answer.
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciate that in a lender and in a realtor. I would rather, if you don't know, you say, I've got to research that. So
yeah,
you can give me the right
absolutely.
Answer.
Yeah. So and that actually reminds me of something. So a couple of weeks ago, we did a show and you asked me a question. You put me on the spot. And
that wasn't on purpose,
well,
by the way.
I half answered it correctly, I half didn't. But the reality is that I believe the question was, what was it now? What did you ask
me? It had to do with the rebate of the funding fee if 100% total and permanent disabled, if it could be refunded after the loan closed.
No, there was another question. No? That was another question that you had asked. Oh, it was assumability. If a non-veteran could assume a VA loan, I said no. The reality is technically yes, but you should never do that if you're a veteran, because what that really means is your eligibility is still tied to that property, which means you're still liable.
You don't want
if that other non-veteran
don't do
decides
that.
To foreclose or walk away or short sale, your eligibility is affected by that permanently.
Yeah.
So the answer is no, but technically yes, if you really wanted to.
Don't do that, by the way. That's horrible, horrible thing.
So I'm going to stand by my original no, because you shouldn't, not because you can't. We'll just leave it at that.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So, if we love you guys' questions, we love the topics. If you have questions or anything like that, please reach out, let us know. We'd love to help. And thanks for filling in today.
Awesome. My pleasure.
Good to see you with the straight hair, looking nice.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah. Keratin Secrets. I love you, Theo. This is a fantastic product. It's like 94% humidity out there.
Yeah, it's warm.
My hair's not big, so that's kind of a big deal. That's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you guys so much for joining again with Jason
Absolutely.
Brooks, Mortgage Minute. Or Mortgage Minute with Jason at Military Home Base, bringing you home one base at a time and answering your mortgage questions.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
And we're going to...